Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Thank you for your kindness. It's just the way you are.
Hey, look who I found.
Well, hello, my people.
It's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
How was the tournament?
Oh, like, here's the deal.
There's
no better week in all of Kansas City weather than this week. And that's the week that I took a very rare Wednesday and Thursday I don't ever just randomly take off during the middle of the week. But if you are going to take off during the middle of any week, This is the week to do it.
I don't usually take a Wednesday or Thursday off unless I'm getting the old plug.
Yeah. You use that time for things like that, and I go play.
Well, I think you win.
Golf at one of the most gorgeous courses in all of Kansas City.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
We're going to be doing Festivus Friday coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. The airing of the grievances, and that is brought to you every week by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. I would like to say that a lot happened while you were gone. It was probably the two slowest. It was both. The two slowest news days in the history of ever. But we're glad to have you back.
Sorry that it was the two slowest new days
ever. All right.
I'm glad to be back.
It happens.
It's good. Life's good.
Okay. Understand bubbles were in your past recently?
Okay. How old are we, by the way?
Well, I'm 50. You're 47.
Someone decides, and this has nothing to do with me being gone, but someone decides over the last couple of days to bring a bubble gun, which exists. I didn't even know that those existed, and a bubble machine to this event I attended. I am 47 damn years old. I don't remember the last time I ran through a stream of bubbles, but I'm here to tell you that should not be a uniquely child experience because I have never laughed so hard in my entire life. You can't be in a bad mood with bubbles.
No.
I went on Amazon and bought a bubble gun.
Oh, come on.
I did. I'm sorry.
What?
I bought a bubble gun. I can't help it. I'm going to spread joy through the joy of bubbles. Here's how else I'm going to spread physically myself all over you when I'm dead. Yeah. I texted my girlfriends and I said, this is all I want at my funeral. I want a bubble machine. I want a bubble machine and all of my favorite songs played, and you're going to have a party and you can be sad for, like, 15 minutes. But then I want bubbles and I want live music.
Wait, so how are you being spread?
Because I said to Mindy, I mean, you can even shove my ashes in that thing and just spread my bubble joy all over the room.
I am busy that day.
She said to me, I will take a hard pass at putting your ashes in a bubble machine. However,
I'm not coming.
I'm telling you, it's hard to be sad when you got bubbles all around.
Well, unless you're the person who's got somebody's ashes on you, some dead person on your suit.
That's okay. I didn't tell you to inhale me. Just, fling me around a little bit.
I don't want, with respect, and I love you like the sister I've never had. I don't want to walk out of the church or wherever this service is going to be held realizing I've got pieces of Dana all over me. That's gross.
I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
Fine.
Story here from Fox 4.
I was trying to put the fun in funeral.
By the way, the Chiefs host the Chargers this Sunday at noon at Arrowhead. Story from Fox 4. People sit in line for hours to get the best tailgating spot at Arrowhead. A smoky haze hovers over the area before every kickoff. Arrowhead also holds a world record for the loudest outdoor stadium in the world.
Yep.
And this entire city, as everyone knows, turns red every Friday before a Sunday game. Most people would consider KC a football town, but Kansas City, the epicenter of Chiefs Kingdom, is not even mentioned in a new ranking of the best cities for football.
What?
Apartment Guide has come up with a list based on factors like affordability, team success, convenience, and fandom, fan support. Most Chiefs fans would think Kansas City would be pretty darn high on that list. The Chiefs have been to the last two Super Bowls, have appeared in three consecutive AFC championships, so there's your team success qualifier. Fans are so loud during the Chiefs' first game of the season, even head coach Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes said they were impressed.
We broke the decibel record, what, 2 years ago or 4 years ago?
Yep.
Did you see the Super Bowl parade? It was like 12 degrees outside, and there were people camping out all day.
You know, here's the problem with this. I don't even know what this apartment dot.
It's just apartmentguide.com.
Okay, they're so stupid, we should not even be discussing them. This is the problem if there is a problem to be found with living in the middle of the country.
Okay.
These hoity-toity, weirdo apartment magazine writing nerds have never set foot in this town.
Right.
And so, you know, they pick other teams. My guess is the ones on the West Coast and on the East Coast, if I had to guess. Maybe Green Bay is in there. But you can't have
Green
too
Bay
much,
is number three.
You can't have too much Midwest in one study. So Green Bay takes it, and they don't even consider Kansas City with like we have the MVP. What? It's because we're in the middle, Scott.
Well, MVP Pat.
Here's the problem: the number one city for football, according to Apartment Guide, is also in the Midwest.
Well, it can't be St. Louis.
It's not. No, it can't be St. Louis. Hard to be a great football town when you don't have a football team.
Is it Chicago?
No, it is not Chicago. You're running out of choices,
yeah,
aren't you?
I'm looking at the map here. Help me out.
Number one on the list, the greatest city in America for football fans, is Indianapolis, Indiana.
The Colts?
Number two is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Number three is Green Bay.
Okay.
Number four is New Orleans. Number five is Cincinnati. Number six is Detroit. Notice we have not been on the coast yet.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Here we go. We're going to the coast. You ready? Number seven, Charlotte, North Carolina. Back to the Midwest, please. Number eight, Cleveland. Number nine, Denver. And number 10, Dallas. There is only one coastal team on the entire list. Kansas City, by the way, came in at 14.
And how does
14?
How does being the home of tailgating not get you high up on the fandom category?
14.
Kansas City ranked number 14 and nine out of the top 10 were in the middle of the country, north and south.
Okay, I stand corrected. I thought they'd be on the coast.
Nope. They got every. Hang on. Let me point this out. The only teams that I can think of in the middle of the country that didn't make the list are Chicago, Minnesota, Houston, and then Kansas City.
Yeah, but these studies are so dumb because this is probably one kid writing this who's getting way more attention than he has ever probably received in his life. Who I guarantee you has never set foot in the city. Do you not remember some, like, I don't know, city blogger who came here from one of the coasts about a year ago?
It was New York.
And wrote the most ridiculous things about, I was really surprised driving through Kansas City. They had roads.
Stoplights.
I mean, he was just skewered.
They have Wi-Fi.
For it.
Wi-Fi? By the way, great point on the text line. Detroit, which came in at number six, the Detroit Lions have never even been to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Ever.
It doesn't even really bother me anymore. It's kind of annoying that we get.
I just thought I'd get your.
It's kind of annoying, but it doesn't bother me as much because we know how great it is here.
Do you want to know where Kansas City got knocked on the categories of which Kansas City scored below average, which knocked them down to 14th? Are you ready?
All right. Below average.
Below average.
Okay.
Which knocked them down to 14th because the team scored really high on team success.
You think?
Average rent and cost of living. Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Here is where the Kansas City area fell on the best cities for football fans list. It's going to blow your mind. Stadium accessibility.
Well,
it's at the convergence of the two major highways in town.
Well, they're probably saying that because it's not downtown.
They're probably saying that because it's not downtown, which we spoke extensively about earlier in the week.
But it is extremely easy to get to. It's very accessible.
But it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Average ticket price.
Too high. Okay. $1,500, by the way, if you're trying to go to Vegas. Hard pass.
Well, but that's not here.
Well, but it's because we're there.
I understand, but they're saying that the ticket price at Arrowhead is too high.
Okay.
And are you ready for the other one where we fell below average?
Don't tell me food.
No.
Okay.
Fandom. Support from fans.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have people in this town that, you know,
wow,
paint their cars red.
We have
paint
Melissa
their houses
Etheridge
red. Yeah.
And Eric Stone Street coming Sunday.
That's right. Melissa Etheridge is going to do the national
anthem. I drove by a little house in Old Overland Park today. Okay, so picture a tiny ranch, maybe 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, max, ranch house on a slab, 1-car garage. They have a banner that covers the entire front of their house that says, "Let's go Chiefs," you know,
sure,
take the whole thing. The banner stretched the entire length of this ranch house. I don't know how they're getting in the front door. I almost stopped and took a picture of it. Now I wish I had.
Weren't we also not listed in like a recent best barbecue in the country
list
as well?
Yes, but you know what, Sam? It's fine with me that other people don't know how great it is here.
I agree with you.
We don't want to be Nashville.
That's true. Don't whisper the secret too loud. Other people might hear it.
I am happy with the people we got here. It's like my children. I want the ones I have. I don't need any more.
Traffic's good.
I'm not saying Kansas City has to be number one. But and damn.
14?
14th out of 32? Come on. Come on. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Your pops quit your smoking, man. He says, no way.
Welcome back. Good to be with you on this Friday afternoon. Update to a story we first brought you several weeks ago. This is from the Lawrence Journal World. We're going to mention a guy in this story named Sean O'Brien. He is no relation to the good friend of the program from UMKC who calls in from time to time. Two totally different people. A Douglas County judge has sentenced a Lawrence massage therapist to 3 terms of life in prison for committing several sex crimes against 5 people, one of whom was a child, and 3 of whom were soccer players at the University of Kansas at the time. Sean O'Brien, 50 years old, was sentenced for 8 charges that he was convicted of during a trial back in August. 3 of the charges accused O'Brien of indecent liberties with a child under the age of 14. The girl in question was 9 or 10 when these things occurred back in 2013 and 2015. She is now 17. All 3 were off-grid felony charges and resulted in hard 25 life sentences, which mandates at least 25 years in prison before parole. The teenager, by the way, in question, one of the 5 victims, did speak to the court prior to sentencing. She wanted the most severe sentence for O'Brien. The teen said to facing O'Brien, wow, listen to this. The teenager then turned to O'Brien in the courtroom and said, and I quote, "I mean this in the most disrespectful way possible. I hope you rot in hell.
Good. Good for her.
Wow. Wow. Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez was quoted as saying, after the sentencing, these sentences cannot erase what happened to the survivors, but I hope the strong message from the court restores their sense of empowerment, safety, and justice.
I love this judge. She explained her decision to make him serve these charges consecutively, saying, quote, I believe each person that has been named should have separate sentences related to her case. Now, you know, life never means life. I think on the far end, he's looking at 30 years.
Well, he's 50 years old.
I know. And she says, if he is ever released, he would have to have lifetime supervision and electronic monitoring. Which, by the way, they did catch the woman who somehow cut off her ankle bracelet, did they not? Did I see that?
I have not seen that.
Anytime now I see an electronic, electronic monitoring, I question if this is the best course of action for anyone who's been released.
I do not know if they caught the murder.
I will look that up, but I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere that they caught her. We still don't know how she got that bracelet off.
Well, she cut it. I mean, yeah.
Simple pair of scissors.
Well,
yeah.
Shouldn't it be harder than that?
Well, come on. Well, now, wait a minute.
No, we had people call in the day that we discussed it that said that it's super easy to cut off, but once you cut it off, it's a felony.
So yeah, and the alarms start going crazy.
Well, but yeah, you just bought yourself 15 minutes to get the hell out of there. Wasn't she a murder suspect?
Yes!
Yeah, she was.
Yes!
Well, if she was caught, please update the audience.
I am looking, Katie Black, because, God, I thought I saw that, but if they haven't caught her, why not?
Hmm.
Anyway, I am not a fan now of the electronic monitoring since that story.
Somebody says, yeah, they caught her in Atherton.
Yeah, this is why I remember this, Scott. I'm looking it up now.
She's in prison with no bonds, yeah. Is another text.
You think? when I first read the story, and it was like, maybe it was on Twitter, I remember thinking, of all the places you're going to hide out, you hid out in a town called Atherton that I've never heard of, which I'm guessing is super low on the total population end.
Who's the new girl?
What'd you say?
I said, who's the new girl? We've never seen her before. Right.
Well, Atherton.
Why is she limping? Seriously? Yes. Jackson County Sheriff locates murder suspect. It was 41 that reported it.
Atherton, Missouri is so small that its Wikipedia page doesn't even list its population.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to cut off my ankle monitor and stumble into a town where there are 22 people.
I'm looking up the population of Atherton, Missouri. Population of less than 200.
Okay.
Nobody said she was the smartest cat in the litter.
You think? No bond. I love that someone texted in no bond.
Listen, dumb nuts. There's a huge city just to the west. You could fit in here. Nobody would know. Nobody's looking for you.
Yeah, she's never seen hiding in plain sight.
No, I'm gonna go with a town with less than 200 people. It is roughly, the entire town is 6 square blocks.
I thought you were going to say miles. I'm like, well, that's not that bad. Like, Fairway's 1 square mile. It's 6 square blocks.
Right. Now, do I understand the way that that works? That means it's 3 blocks, basically 3 blocks
each
north
way.
And 3 blocks west and east. Is that correct?
Depending on how big those blocks are, it could be 6 square miles.
In Atherton, Sam!
That's what I mean. Houses are spread out.
No way.
I would imagine a very, very tight-knit community, Sam.
That looks like Katie Black.
Who's
Isn't
Katie
she
Black?
Supposed to have an ankle monitor on?
Somebody says that she went to her mom's house, which was in Atherton. So she's really smart.
Man, she's about as dumb as they get, isn't she? Mom, don't tell anybody I'm here.
Oh, God.
The whole town knows, Katie. They saw you drive in.
They're going to come looking for me.
576. 7798, 576-7798. Quick break for the news. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Dana Wright, Sam, I'm Scott here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes.
Listen, both Dana and I, and even Sam, although he is the exception to the rule here, have journalism degrees. And at KU, and even at Nebraska, when you get a journalism degree, you don't have to take math at all.
Three by three.
3 by 3. So it would be 9 square blocks?
I didn't catch it.
My math was wrong.
When you said 3 by 3, I didn't catch it. And I know that you multiply for
squares.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I was an engineering student for a year and I didn't catch it. So.
Atherton would be 3 blocks by two blocks. Not 3 blocks by 3 blocks. Thank you, Texture.
Got that cleared up.
Somebody else says Atherton, Missouri, where this woman was recaptured, and she's from Atherton. She wanted for murder. She's charged with murder. And she cut off her ankle bracelet and went to the town where her mother lives. And by town, we're being generous. Atherton is less than 200 people, and it's 6 square blocks. Somebody says, I've never been to Atherton. Wouldn't know it if I went through it. Somebody says, Atherton's a trailer park. That literally is the entire town, a trailer park. Okay.
But here's the other thing. If her mother lives there, and not that we're breaking any news here that criminals or accused criminals are not always the smartest card in the deck, in a town that small, or a municipality is probably the better way to frame this if it's a few blocks, everyone is going to know that mom has a daughter who is accused of murder.
Yes.
And everyone is going to know that she cut the ankle bracelet off and fled. This is not normal small town gossip. If this is truly one community of mobile homes in a handful of blocks, I mean, let me ask you this, is the mother in a case like this culpable if you house her?
Wouldn't you say she is?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Oh, God, yeah, we know she knew. We don't know the timeline.
Maybe mom was out of town.
Yeah, if daughter shows up, mom isn't there, she's staying with mom. or daughter shows up and mom says, you can't stay here, you're a fugitive. That's the second choice. Third choice is mom says you can stay here one night. Fourth choice is she was hiding out there 6 days. Now, if it's the latter.
Now, what if she was staying there under threat?
Well, I guess that would be kind of an off the wall possibility. But can a parent be charged for sheltering the child?
Well, I don't know. Brian Laundrie's parents, who have not been charged with anything yet, but if they had anything to do with his...
Absolutely. And I said the other day, there's no way they are not in some way culpable. In some way.
We had this conversation when you were gone and agreed.
What they're going to say is, he wasn't charged.
Fair point.
He wanted to go get a Diet Coke down at Wendy's. He's free to do so.
That's a fair point.
He wanted to take a backpack and go hiking into the woods to his own demise. He's free to do so. Now, does it make them morally and ethically void of all humanity? Yes. Does it make them legally culpable? I would say no. But this town in Missouri is interesting.
We should point out, though, let me interrupt you.
And we don't know if mom was even there.
We don't. And somebody on the text line claims, again, it's a small town, and someone on the text line claims her mother is the one who called the law.
Okay.
So.
Would you?
Would I?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sam?
Hang on. Let me back that
track. Here we go.
No. I think you and I are actually in agreement on this discussion. We've had it before. I would get them the best lawyer I could afford, and then I would turn them in.
With counsel.
With a lawyer.
We're on the same page there. But I would not just let them stay. I guess my question is, and good for her if she turned her own daughter in, I guess my question is, how long can you house someone before you are now an accomplice? Is it 1 hour? Is it 12? I would say anything after 24, you're probably in trouble.
Well, and for me, it depends on how close are we still. I mean, if you went out and are suspected of committing a murder, we probably had a falling out at some point. And what's going on? So I don't know. I might just.
But I don't think it's even that, Sam. If it's a friend of yours, yes. If it's your child, I'm asking what is the timeline? Because I would be like, okay, you're going to have to go. I love you. We're going to call an attorney, and then you got to go.
Well, you've got to go to the police.
Yeah, I'm not going to prison for harboring a fugitive.
And I would argue if your child is charged with murder, not convicted, but charged, you don't just kick them out. You turn them in.
And you know what? Good for her for doing it. But I'm asking you, how long do you have before you are now part of whatever it is going on?
I would need enough time to get a good lawyer on the phone and get him or her to the house.
I think anything over 6 hours, I would start to be concerned that I am now breaking my own law, I'm now going to need my own lawyer or my son is here this was a fugitive situation.
Now, wait. Is that 6 hours or 6 business hours?
6 business hours.
Okay, all right, fine. Kid shows up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you're not going to call.
I'm not calling. I don't have a lawyer on
Carl
speed
Cornwell.
Dial.
Well, I actually do.
Bragger. 576-7798. Debbie in Shawnee. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you guys?
We're doing really well.
Ahead.
I love your show, first off.
Thank you.
Second, you were talking about the small town. I'll tell you right now, when I was in my 20s, I went with my friend to Clinton, Missouri. And we were there, and I grabbed the paper, and in the paper had our names in it that we were coming to visit. And if you read the paper, everybody knows everybody's business. So there is no secrets, and Clinton's bigger than that town. So you know that they knew that she was there because it's not that big of a town.
Wait, hang on to me. What town were you going to with your friend?
Clinton, Missouri, because her grandparents lived in Clinton, Missouri.
Okay.
And they put in the paper because they didn't want us hurt. They didn't want to let them know who the strangers were that were in that town.
Were you
and
famous?
And they had our name in that paper.
Were you famous?
Nah, I guess. I told my mom, what the hell? How did I get my name in a paper?
Wow.
usually you die to get your name in a paper.
Yeah, or got married, right. Just showing up in town got you in the paper.
Yes. Yeah, because everybody knows everybody's business. And so, you know, you knew, like, if somebody was messing around with such and such, they knew it. So, you know, they knew she was in town.
Did that end up in the paper? If you're messing around with somebody else? All right.
I don't know.
All right, Debbie, do appreciate the call. Thank you. A 200-person municipality is legally called a village.
Thank you. I could not come up. Like, remember Countryside before it was inherited from
Mission? It was the Village of Countryside.
It was the Village.
The Village of Countryside.
It's one street.
Yeah. Telephone number here is 576-7798. We don't know what mom did in the case of the lady from Atherton. The text line seems to indicate that mom turned her in. That's fine.
Which, if true, you know what? Hats off to mom, because you cannot imagine being placed in that situation. But Scott, be honest, you would also be fearful if this was your child.
I'd be heartbroken.
For their safety.
Yes, I would.
Like, you go out on the run and start running from police. There are people really upset that you're out. You are to be considered armed and dangerous.
The police really want you in custody.
The police really want you in custody. You would have to say, I can't let you back out there for your own safety. You know, you have a family of the young man she is accused of killing furious that she was allowed to even be released on a $50,000 bond, if memory serves.
And it was 10% cash.
God, I have to say this again, because this is the second time this has happened in a couple weeks. Why are we letting accused murderers out on bond?
$5,000 cash.
Honestly, need someone to explain this to me. I know that our jails are crowded. I get it. This is not the one you let out. Why are we doing this? I mean, I know that you would say you can't say no bond in all cases, but you can certainly make it higher than $50,000 with 5% down, which, by the way, if they went to a bondsman, that's the other person now looking for you.
Oh, sure.
If I'm not saying they didn't have access to 50 grand or 10 grand or 5 grand. My guess is they did not. Which means if she posted bond, it was probably one of those surety bonds that's backed by
your trailer home.
Your personal property, if you own it, or Scott, a bail bondsman.
What would you do? And we're just going off, you know, we're using this story as a springboard, but the indication that we have received is that mom lived in Atherton, allegedly. Everything's alleged here. And that, well, we don't need to allege that she cut off her own ankle bracelet. We know that's a fact. We do know that she was recaptured. But everybody, the text line seems to indicate that mom lived in Atherton. She was caught in Atherton. What do you do? Your kid is charged with murder, cuts off his or her ankle bracelet, comes home.
The question is, do you have a choice? And really, when it comes to brass tacks, the answer is no. Unless you are willing to go to jail for your child who is a fugitive. And this, again, gets back to this Petito case.
Well, hell, just take this story out of it, because we're just using it for a springboard for larger discussion. Your child, remove the ankle bracelet argument altogether. Your child is accused, suspected of murder. Do you help them get away?
No way.
Do you quietly just leave the keys to the car on the counter when you go to bed? Or do you say, no, get in the car. We're going to the police station. Now. And by now, I mean yesterday.
I'd probably feed them some soup first or something.
Soup? Yes. Really? We're going to go high dollar?
No.
Can't give them a Mickey D's at least?
They're about to go to prison. Come on.
No.
They're going to get plenty of soup.
I'm more interested in also the timeline of things. And how long can you hang with somebody that you know is wanted before you are now charged?
576-7798, 576-7798. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news.
Also coming up, would you live in the house that spawned one of the most famous and or infamous scary movies of all time?
Mm.
can be yours.
For a very, very high, high price.
There might be someone else living there.
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation.
Hi, welcome back.
Kick off your shoes, come on.
Let's go to Chuck in Overland Park. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Hi.
So I'm listening to you guys' show, man, and I'm in complete agreement with you, but it just, have you guys followed that story down in Florida where those parents, you know, that kid just showed up back home after a road trip?
Without her?
You mean the biggest story in America?
Right, yes. Yeah, it's all over the place, and I'm just baffled by parents. I mean, kudos to that lady for turning her kid in. I don't understand a parent that would, like, cover for a murderer child or, you know, somebody that possibly could have done something.
Well, because again, morally and ethically, it's not the right thing to do, Chuck, but I would not roll the dice that somehow I would be held responsible for someone else's behavior.
Well, and in the case, Chuck, of Brian Laundrie with the Gabby Petito story, Dana had a good point. At the time of his disappearance, when he fell off the face of the earth, he was charged with nothing.
He's not been charged with anything.
Well, he has now. He was charged yesterday afternoon with misuse of a credit card.
Right, but you're a parent, and your son comes back off from a road trip, and you got to know his personality. So he's going to come back from a road trip without the female and in her van, and you're just going to be like, oh, okay. You got to know something. I mean, ask him, hey, son, where's your fiance? You know, she planning on coming back, or I don't know, man. I think I turned my kid over on the spot on that one. You know, I know he's 22, but he's living with me. He's staying home until, you know, that.
But you can't. That's true, Chuck. But if we're going to move over here to the Gabby Petito story, which I find as fascinating as it is tragic, you can't turn somebody else. You can't turn somebody in for a crime they are not accused of.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know that I'm probably keeping my eye on my kid until, you know, we find out, until she shows up.
Yeah, and sleeping with one eye open.
So, but yeah, kudos to that lady out in Atherton. I know right where Atherton is. When I was a kid, we used to go out there and, you know, drive around those old country roads. So, and just, you know, late at night and teenagers. Yep. It was just something fun to do, but yeah. Props to her.
All right, man. By the way, we did get one person writing in on the text line, and I'm trying to go back to find it here, basically saying there is no way in hell. No way in hell is the term they used that I would turn my kid in. There is no. I'm trying to find the exact text.
You would have to be prepared to go to jail, to lose your freedom over that decision.
Yep, here it is from 3033. No chance in hell I would turn in one of my kids. And then in all caps with a lot of exclamation points so you know they mean it, hell no.
Okay. Man, don't you think that's the minority, though, if you polled 100 people?
It has to be.
I think 93 people out of 100 would say you have to at least call an attorney, get them representation, turn them in. I think there are probably 7 people out of 100 who would say, I would shelter a fugitive.
That's not to say that my mind wouldn't wander during these precious hours of trying to find them a lawyer.
Sure.
To how can we get out of this? Is there a way to get out? And then I would keep coming back to the obvious answer, which is no. There is no way out. Jason in Independence. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Scott, Dana, how y'all doing today? I love you guys.
Good,
love
welcome.
God bless. Thanks, man.
And I'm the one who thinks you guys should be on the air from 10 to 6 instead of 2 to 6.
That is not going to happen.
Come on now.
Nope.
So, first on the Gabby Petito thing, I think they're going to find that kid dead in the forest somewhere because I think he's scared to death and probably off himself. That's just my opinion, but...
Can I jump in on that? Because Sam and I had an interesting off-air conversation about that yesterday. I don't think he's dead. And if he is, it's not in that national forest. And here's why Sam and I both agree, think that. That National Reserve where his car was apparently found, right, is 25,000 acres. And they found his car late last week there, I believe, and he is still, a week later, not found, even though they've searched that reserve. Gabby Petito's body was found in Grand Teton or Teton, whatever you want to call it. That is, we looked it up. That is a 310,000 acre reserve, and they found her body within a few days.
Well, that's almost as big as Atherton.
Yeah.
Based on my math.
Right.
So anyway, you had another point. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I've actually been through this before. When I was 17, I was in a bad car accident to where my best friend passed away.
I'm sorry.
God rest his soul. And I didn't get any tickets or anything, and I could tie up your whole show for an hour, you know, for 2 days just telling this story. But I'll get to the brass tacks of it. What happened with me was they never charged me. I never got any tickets or anything, and I was a minor. Well, a year and a half later, the police department ended up surrounding my house looking for me, and I was actually out of town that weekend. And so my dad found a bondsman and then got a hold of me and said, hey, you know, this is the situation. This is what we're going to do. So we all went down to the police department. I turned myself in, and I was released within like 20 minutes. And my dad says, son, he says, I hated to do it, but, you know, you had to go because you can't run from it. There is no point in running from it. You will get caught. He says, and I'm not going to put my life on the line for it either. So he had me turn myself in. And luckily, it all worked out for the best because come to find out, it was a B period S period case.
Okay, I got to stop you there just because the music's playing, partner.
And I don't know what that meant, so we're just going to move on.
It was a BS case.
Oh.
I don't know why he put the periods in.
I was like, what?
Not necessarily. I thought it was a
BTK? What?
No.
All right, when we come back, a home that inspired a hit movie about something haunted is for sale. How much?
No.
Why is it so high priced? And would you do it?
We'll get to that in just a moment. First of news, though, on Dana and Parks. We'll see you on the other side.
So inviting home, short on money, but long on time. Slowly showing in the sweet sunshine, and I'm running.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.